وبرجع متسنة في الحقول إن شاء الله. أنا أي قطعة تحت متسر للصلاة قديما. Hey, let me put the translation that we normally use. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala asyrafil mursalin wa ala alihi wasahbihi. It's okay if I just use my voice, right? Everyone can hear? Inshallah, okay. My brother's praying, right? So I don't want to. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala asyrafil mursalin wa ala alihi wasahbihi ajma'in. وان تبعهم احسان الى يوم الدين ما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Respected brothers, alhamdulillah, we have gotten to Surah An-Naziat. Okay, so then I'll need a mic. So respected brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we reached Surah An-Naziat. We covered last week, we covered some of the ayat from the beginning of the surah, and now inshallah we'll continue the next, and also next week inshallah we'll begin the procession after Isha. Isha will be at 8:45, maybe a little late, but inshallah it'll be better so that we don't disrupt any of the classes inshallah. So next week will be after Isha inshallah. So we covered the beginning of Surah An-Naziat, which speaks about the malaika, the angels that are working for Allah, and they work to take the soul so they will bring them onto the day of judgment. We spoke last time about how Allah that takes a non-Muslim soul, and Allah that takes a Muslim soul. And Asman Zameen Farq, like the difference is so unbelievable, incredible. May Allah take us as a mu'min, inshallah, with the kalima La ilaha illallah. And this is why we sit in the durus and these halaqat, that inshallah we hope that from the barakah of the Quran and the tilawa and the tafsir, Allah that take our soul as a mu'min, inshallah ta'ala. Having said that, the day of judgment is a very frightening day. Allah that says, Yawma tarjufu rajifa. The day when the shaking will shake, the quaker will quake. Rajafa means is quake, and Rajifa also means to quake. Allah is saying that if you had to compare in Arabic, the way I want you to understand it is, if you had to think about an earthquake in this world, 4.0, 6.0, and subhanAllah, I don't know, in Massachusetts, there was like this little bit of shake that we might have felt, one, right? Somewhere, right? In New York, I remember experiencing it slightly when there was, just again, the buildings started to move like this. SubhanAllah. And that one moment, Allahu Akbar, it was a very small one. I think it was like 3.0 or something or so that was nearby, right? But we felt the building go like this, right? Imagine, SubhanAllah, on the Day of Judgment, what type of earthquake that will be, right? There's no scale in this dunya that can understand that level of earthquake. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ رَاجِفَ. When that quake starts to quake, right? After that, تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَ. And then a second one will happen afterwards. Usually what happens with earthquakes, there is a reaction that occurs which causes aftershocks. So Allah does it on Qiyamah, similarly, there'll be one earthquake and the second will happen. Qulubun, what were you doing at that time? What was everyone doing at that time? Everyone was mayyit. We were all dead. So we were all sleeping. When you hear that earthquake, what happens to you? Instantly wake up. Qulubun yawma idin wajifa. And that day, the hearts will be trembling. Allah says, your hearts will be shaking. Right? Abusaruha khashi'a. When they finally realize what's happening, everyone's eyes, they humble themselves, realize, Ya Allah, we're waking up on Qiyamah. For a Muslim, subhanAllah, his whole life was ready for this day, he was preparing for it, right? But still to wake up on Qiyamah, what does that experience mean, brothers and sisters? What does that mean? Could you think about it, that you wake up on Day of Judgment, you're going to stand before Allah, and I have to answer for everything we did in dunya. And no money, nothing will save us on this day. This is no more we can do on that day, brothers and sisters in Islam. Imagine on that day, subhanAllah, what the experience is. Abusaruha khashiyah, everyone will be humble. Kafir, unbelievable humble. Unbelievably, right? He was living this dunya without any concern. He wakes up on the day of judgment. He didn't even believe it was going to happen. So subhanAllah, his day is a big wake up for him. So they will say, and if you take it as an opinion that they're going to say it on the day of judgment, they'll say that are we being returned to our former bodies? Are we brought back all together? Because what happened? You ran into the ground, you became dust, you became bones, you became everything. And subhanAllah, Allah that restored you completely. And as if what? MashaAllah, you come back as you were young, youthful as well on the day of judgment. The way you were before, Allahu Akbar, coming back. Everything has been restored. أَيْذَا كُنَّ عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً. After we were brittle bones, قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ. On the day of judgment, people will say, Allah, Ya Allah, what a wretched return this is. Now think about for ourselves, brothers and sisters. How much time do we use for Allah? How much time do we waste? How much time do you commit in guna? Everything that we did in this world, Allah Ta'ala has written it down in a kitab. This is the most incredible thing about Qiyamah, is that Allah Ta'ala, He doesn't really speak too much on Qiyamah. Rather, Allah Ta'ala says, you read your book and you tell me what you did. Allah says, I'm not doing anything today. Today, your hisab is on you. Iqra kitabak, kitabi kafabika binafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Today, you are enough to do hisab on yourself. So then when a person reads the book, he reads exactly every minute and every second of his life what he did. He's reading it. How many years do you have for Qiyamah to go through? 50,000 years. Do you understand why it's so long? If you have to read everyone's life out, how long is it going to take? Everyone's going to get a chance to speak. And then after you read the kitab, you yourself know if you go to Jannah or Jahannam. What a terrible experience that is. You know when you get the report card? Allahu Akbar, right? We hide it from dad, right? We try to throw it somewhere and smile, it still reaches dad's hand somewhere, right? Allahu Akbar, right? We try our best to hide it and conceal it. We ourselves don't want to read the report card. Allahu Akbar. Imagine now you read it and the teacher says at the end, now you tell me what your grade is. Allahu Akbar. What a fear this is. This is the day of judgment. Karratun khasira. What we thank Allah Ta'ala for is, Ya Allah, you're telling us before we get this. Because I'm telling you about something's going to happen in the future. The way the Quran describes it, as if it happens right before your very eyes. It's ajeeb how the Quran talks, you know? You and I know about it before, so we can prepare for it. قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ It's just one shake, one stir, one movement, and bas, فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ All of them waking up on Qiyamah. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, He reminds everyone, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى Has the story of Musa alayhi salam come to you? I just want to cover this small part, inshallah, then we'll continue. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions about the story of Musa alayhi salam because people think, Ya Allah, how could this happen? That this is going to happen on Qiyamah. Allah says, you think this is incredible? Think about Fir'aun. Think of Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun was who? He was like Donald Trump, like times 50. You know, this guy was big money, huge money, excessive. He's not even a, this guy, today's guy is not even nothing. Jeff Bezos, none of them are compared to the Fir'aun of the past. This man had dunya and he had Quwwah and Milkiyah, he had power, authority, leadership, everything he wanted was in the hands of Fir'aun. إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ To Allah, son, the people of Mecca, you think my Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not get victory over you? You think my Islam will not get victory over you? Think about Musa alayhi salam. When Allah called him in the valley of Tuwa, right? إِذْهَبْ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ Go to Fir'aun. إِنَّهُ طَغَى Both very badmash, right? This is what Hazrat Muhtaram used to translate. He says, hey, Fir'aun bold, but he's a big madrash, right? He has transgressed. So now look how Musa alayhi salam goes to Fir'aun. I want you all to remember this, inshallah, as the final point for our lesson today. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam is told in the Quran to give da'wah to non-Muslims, and when Musa alayhi salam is given the Quran hukum to go talk to Fir'aun, what do you think he should say to him? Fir'aun is the killer of babies. Qatilu atfal. Many children were killed on the hands of Fir'aun. He enslaved Bani Israel. What a terrible person he is. Allah even said, Innahu taga. He is a taghi. He's done one atrocious sins. He called himself God. What does Allah tell Musa alayhi salam to say to him? فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى How would it be maybe if you became pious? How would it be for you? What do you think will happen? You know, what good things could happen? Because of, such a nice way he's talking to Fir'aun, the killer of babies and everything. I want you to understand this when you and I go back to our family members and speak so disrespectful. Ya Allah, when you give da'wah to people, you should not offend the person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Musa alayhi wa sallam was given the hukum, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا Say soft words to Fir'aun. Allahu Akbar. You and I think, Ya Allah, he doesn't deserve it. But who's more kind, you or Allah Ta'ala? Rahman ar-Rahim. I want you all to remember, inshallah, when you give da'wah, pick soft words, pick gentle words. Even if this person has become such an evil person, Ya, they're not worse than Fir'aun. And they're not worse than Shaitan. SubhanAllah. Sometimes we call the wife, she's Shaitan, she's Fir'aun, this and that, right? Whatever. Listen, they're always, mashallah, alhamdulillah, Allah has given them a daraja. Treat them nicely and softly, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, so we'll leave that here, inshallah. We'll go to the entire story next time, inshallah. May Allah grant us tawfiq and understanding. And next time, inshallah, we'll do it after Isha. Isha next week should be 8:45, right? Inshallah. So after Isha, we'll do it so we can have a little bit more time, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.